From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, in for Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. At least 12 people have been killed in a shooting at the Washington Navy Yard in the nation's capital today. Police say an alleged shooter is also dead. The scene of the shooting is located near Nationals Baseball Park. Here's Police Chief Kathy Lanier.
Right now, we have an impact to the area. Obviously, a large part of the area is still in lockdown. We're still asking residents to stay out of the area and remain in your home.
3,000 people work at the Navy Yard. Terry Dunham told ABC News what she saw when a shooter came into her office.
He was far enough down the hall that we couldn't see his face, but we could see him with the rifle, and he raised and aimed at us and fired, and he hit high on the wall.
Joining us on the line is Patrick Madden, who's a reporter with NPR member station WAMU in Washington. And Patrick, what is the latest on, I heard that police have been looking for additional suspects. What do we know about that search?
Well, actually, some new information has just come out in regards to that search. Now, initially, police had said they were looking for potentially two other possible gunmen. Now they are saying that one of the people that they had been looking for, he'd been described as a white male in a tan outfit, well, he is no longer considered a suspect or a person of interest, but that means that it sounds like they are still looking for another individual, another possible shooter described as a black male around 40 to 50 years old, with an olive-style military uniform. And again, we just had a press conference with Police Chief Kathy Lanier and Mayor of Washington, Vincent Gray, and 12 dead, and that includes the gunman. And that figure, that's a lot larger than what people had been reporting earlier in the day. So it sounds like this is a very significant casualties in the building. Also spoke with D.C. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton. She is the district's congresswoman. And she said that she does not believe that this is terrorism related, but Chief Lanier was careful to say during the press conference that they don't know what the motive of this mass shooting is yet.
But yet a high casualty number. Do we know anything more about the shooter who police have said has been killed?
We don't. I mean, there are reports out there about who this person may potentially be or not be, but as of what happened in the past, some of those reports were quickly retracted. So at this point, I'm hesitant to say anything other than they have not confirmed this alleged shooter.
No, completely,
the identity of them.
Completely understandable as the story has been evolving over the past many hours. But Patrick, if you've spoken to any eyewitnesses or people who have come out of the building, what have they said about what they saw transpired inside?
Yeah, there have been some really harrowing accounts from people that were in there. I spoke with one person who worked on the floor. This is the fourth floor of this military installation, and that's where the shooting took place. And he described just hearing the shots and then there was sort of a frantic rush to get out of there. And he says that he heard from someone else that the shooter at one point was aiming the weapon down into the atrium on the first floor. And there have been other people talking about shootings that took place on the same floor. So it sounds like as more and more people come out to talk about what happened, it's really going to be a very disturbing scene.
Now, Patrick, this is a shooting that's taken place on a United States military installation, a very secure facility, I might imagine. Do we know anything more about the security measures in place or questions being raised about how the shooter or shooters even entered the naval yard?
That's a good point. This was a very secure facility, and in fact, D.C. has become a very there's a lot of security wherever you go in the district. Usually, you have to show your ID wherever you go, and I talked to several people who said you would have to show your security badge and a security ID to get into this building. So this is not some place where you could just walk into. And so that's something that they're going to be looking at. And Congresswoman Norton, who plays a very heavy role in sort of federal property in D.C. and knows a lot about these buildings, so she this is one of the most secure buildings around. So how this happened and sort of what the gunmen or possibly two gunmen were able to do, how they were able to do that, they're going to be looking at that very carefully.
Patrick, in the 15 seconds or so we've got, it's a very crowded neighborhood as well. How are people in the neighborhood responding to this?
Well, again, right now it's like a ghost town. There's no one in the street. The police have cordoned off all of a lot of the area, people who work in this area have been told to basically stay where they are, to shelter in place. So, again, this is an up-and-coming neighborhood, but right now there isn't anyone sort of out in the street because everyone has been told to stay away.
Patrick Madden is a reporter with NPR member station WAMU in Washington. Patrick, thank you so much.
Yep, thanks a lot.